We're talking with Bob Connors, who is with the, among other things, Community Advocates for a Sustainable Environment. And they are sponsoring the 5th Annual Renewable Energy and Sustainability Living Fair on March 6th. But due to the COVID crisis, this year is going to be a little different. So Bob, can you explain, you know, what is the Renewable Energy and Sustainable Fair and what's different about this year?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on your show again. Well, it will be Saturday, March 6th, as you mentioned, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And what's different is it will be virtual, as you mentioned, and that presents opportunities. And of course, in some respects, it may not be as appealing to people as the physical contact that they're used to. However, let's be positive. And so far, we've got nearly 30 exhibitors signed up. We expect to get a few more. And what will happen is, I'll try to outline it for you briefly. We will have what's called an exhibition hall where the exhibitors will be on display, and they will be using Zoom. And we'll have a keynote speaker, Rhea Salter, from director of New York Renews. And we'll have workshops in various categories. And we'll have something called affinity groups where people can discuss particular topics. And you're going to have an opportunity to meet new people. And of course, the pluses are you don't worry about the weather, you don't worry about parking. It's a free event also.
So, you know, the exhibitors, you know, who are some of the exhibitors and, you know, how will you, you know, access them in a virtual setting?
Right. Well, people will, first of all, they have to register online to get their ticket. We call it free ticket, and exhibitors as well. They'll log in on a Zoom basis. And then it'll be obvious on the screen. We call the attendee can choose to go right into a particular exhibitor's hall, as it's called, or booth, as they might imagine it. Or they may choose to go listen to the speaker, the keynote speaker. They might choose to start doing some networking right away, or they may choose to go into these affinity groups. So the attendee has lots of choices, and the exhibitors, there's so many, but perhaps it would be easier to mention categories. They will certainly be in the area. There'll be solar energy representatives, sustainability, zero waste, exhibitors on discussing renewable heating, climate action, and many other categories as more exhibitors sign on. But that will give you a rough idea, I think.
Well, so I think PAWS, which I'm involved with, People Walking Out for Safe Energy, you know, that they've often been there. Maybe they focus more on zero waste. But say I go into a, you know, exhibitor, am I just going to go to a website, or will it be a live person where I can, you know, ask questions? Are they going to make presentations? How's that going to work?
Right. They will be live. Once they use their Zoom, the customer or attendee will log in, have choices. Let's say they wanted to go visit the PAWS booth, as we call it, and there'll be representatives, single or plural, there from all the organizations, and they would click on the PAWS booth, and there it is. They'll be talking to Tina or Diana Wright, most likely, and then they can continue, you know, for 6 hours if they want, from 10 to 4. Most likely, the attendees will then finish with that particular exhibitor and move on to another booth, just as they would physically. You can visualize walking around, talking to exhibitors. It's very much the same, except it'll just be done digitally, if I can simplify it.
Right. Now you mentioned that the keynote speaker is Rhea Salter, who is the policy director of New York Renews, which you know, is a broad coalition working on climate policies at the state level, particularly environmental justice. I know that Rhea is also one of the appointees to the state's Climate Action Council. But, you know, what's Rhea going to talk about during her keynote address?
Well, I think as you might know, she's the council itself. is tasked with developing New York's climate action plan to get to net zero by 2050, which is required by the CLCPA, or let's call it the New York law. And that's going to be her focus, is, I believe, I can double check with her before March 6th, but I think she's going to discuss how we can get there to net zero by 2050. That's my understanding at this time.
Now, this is the fifth annual Renewable Energy and Sustainable Living Fair on Saturday, March 6th. How has the fair, evolved over its 5 years?
Wow, that's a good question, Mark. Our first year, I think we had about maybe 30 exhibitors. And last year, it was 2019, technically. We had 75 exhibitors at the Sage Armory in Albany. And we actually had to turn down exhibitors near the end. We were just too busy. So the popularity, if that's the word, is built up. We get a wide range of exhibitors, and we vet them as best we can. There's one or two we've decided not to reinvite over the years. And we find that the camaraderie is very important among the exhibitors and attendees. And we're going to try to recreate that again this year. I think it'll work because, number one, people are willing. And number two, it's an excellent way. It presents, I should mention, the exhibitors will have their information logged or saved on our, we call it CASE, our webpage, Community Action Sustainable Environment, our webpage indefinitely. So exhibitors will and attendees will not only be able to find things out on March 6th, but they will be also have the option of learning, continuing to learn more on our webpage as time goes on. And I should mention, Mark, the exhibitors go on to our webpage. I'm going to abbreviate it and say CASE, our acronym, www.caseonline.org. And then the attendees will be able to sign up for a free ticket probably this week. So that's the footsteps for both the exhibitors and the attendees to follow. And the attendees can even provide a profile if they so chose. The attendees can also choose to have their information sent to all the various exhibitors if they so chose. So there'll be a lot of opportunities for the attendees and exhibitors to stay in touch with each other as time goes on. So that's a unique feature of having an online event this year.
So a little bit less than 2 minutes ago. So I'll ask you a two-part question. So, who should attend? You know, what's the average, Capital District resident going to get out of this? And then second, how do people pre-register for the event?
Right. To pre-register is right now they can, the attendees, we call them, can go online right now. I say right now, it'll be later this week, and they will actually be able to register. We've done it as a test already amongst our members, so it works. And that will be, I should mention, it was developed by a great lady named Joan Elisa Seklik, who's from Eden Renewables.
Is there a URL for this?
Yeah, well, at the moment, it's simply URL is just www.caseonline.org is all anybody needs to do right now.
Okay.
And once they're on that page, they'll land there, and then they'll have the opportunity to register right now as an exhibitor, and in a few days to register as an attendee. Does that help you or answer your question?
And in the last 30 seconds, why should Capital District residents show up at this?
Okay. Well, most of the exhibitors will be certainly within 100-mile radius of the Capital District, so they will be able to continue to learn more and perhaps do business from these various organizations. We're being very careful not to accept exhibitors from a long distance. We're trying to keep it within that 100-mile radius of the Capital District, Mark.
Okay. Well, we've been talking with Bob Connors of Community Advocates for Sustainable Environment, the Renewable Energy and Sustainable Living Fair, March 6th virtually. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.